having previously escaped with a white servant, on this occasion, Solomon was partnered with Eben, another Guinea Negro man, who also had escaped from Thomas. At this point, Solomon fades from the historical record. There appear to be no other mentions of him. The American Revolution was not so much a causal factor as a backdrop for this determined young African man to try repeatedly to free himself, siding with whomever might offer him liberty. Not even shackles, chains, or collars held the man back, as twice he escaped while wearing these highly visible markers of enslaved status, contriving to have them removed and to remain at liberty. Had Solomon been recaptured and returned to Thomas, it seems likely that such a resolute freedom seeker would have escaped again, and likely as well that Thomas would have advertised for him as he had done so many times already. Perhaps this final bid for freedom was successful. Solomon's story suggests that people in bondage took full advantage of the upheaval of revolution to make a break for freedom, and they were willing to collaborate with whichever side served their purposes, whether patriot or loyalist. But Solomon's path was not Pompey Fleet's path, or the path followed by Will, nor that of Titus, or Bina, or Pero, or George Samba, or Bet, or Prime, or Tom, or Cuff Dix, or Caesar, or Daniel Anderson. If you peruse our project website, you will find many dozens of stories about bondspeople who confronted the realities of revolution, each of whom charted a somewhat different course than the others. For all, though, freedom was the North Star. The Freedom Seekers Project makes abundantly clear that white patriots were by no means alone in their struggle to achieve what Thomas Jefferson immortalized in the Declaration of Independence as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Countless people of color fled slavery seeking freedom during the American Revolution. These brave stands for liberty were at once personal and political. They resulted not only in freedom for individuals, but also in challenges to the system of racial bondage that was foundational to the Americas. Through their daring demands for liberty, fugitives helped spur an unprecedented revolutionary era challenge to slavery and racial inequality. Still, the stand against slavery long predated the revolution, as we can see in Penelope's 1704 flight, or in the vision of Letitia, deathly ill, stumbling across Boston in 1739. And these snippets of sources, which number in the tens of thousands in early newspapers, though originally posted to capture fugitive bondspeople, they allow us to capture something else altogether. A bold and inspiring vision of the unrelenting efforts on the part of enslaved people over generations to declare their independence. Thank you.